All right, back at it here on a Thursday. Good to have you. Remember, you can always find out more at SteveGruber.com. You can always find out more at SteveGruber.com. And you can listen live there as well. You can listen live as well anytime. Go to the SteveGruber.com and click the Listen Live button, and you're good to go. Stephen Williford here, a native of Sutherland Springs, Texas. He's known as the good guy with a gun because he stopped that shooting spree back in November 2017. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me back.
If not for you and your ability to be armed to stop that shooting, it would have been much worse that day. For anybody who doesn't know your story, just a quick overview, 30 seconds from 30,000 feet.
Well, November 5th, 2017, I was home relaxing because I didn't go to church that morning because I was going to start my on-call at the hospital. My daughter recognized that there was a shooting going on and made me aware of it. I ran to my safe. I grabbed my AR-15 and a handful of ammunition and ran across the street, engaged the shooter. He shot at me, hit the truck in front of me, hit the car behind me, hit the house behind me, and I put bullets on him. He was able to get into his vehicle and flee the scene. I put one more shot at about 150 yards as he was leaving and shattered the back windshield of his vehicle. That shot went through the driver's side seat, hit him just right in the left shoulder blade as he topped the hill. I flagged down a truck that was at a stop sign, and we gave chase for 11.6 miles before the shooter shot and killed himself.
Let me ask you about, I've got a stack here of the Joe Biden gun control proposals, and I mean a stack because it is page after page after page. It would ban AR-15s, require background checks for everyone doing anything with a gun. It would require background checks for ammunition. It would require that AR-15s are qualified as Class 3 weapons, as machine guns, which since the 1930s there have been exactly two murders in America using machine guns, two. I'm curious, when you look at this pile of ideas, are there things that concern you more than others, or is it all concerning?
It's all BS. I won't comply. Will not comply. And that's what I can tell all your listeners is just tell them that you're not going to comply. If we all stand together, they can make all the rules they want. This isn't a law. Make no mistake. Our Second Amendment of the Constitution. Our Constitution is the supreme law of this nation. And it tells them, it's a law telling them that they can't infringe on our rights. So I won't comply. And you hear a lot of people, you know, in other countries that said that they wouldn't comply. And as soon as the law happened, they turned around and complied. And they turned in their guns and stuff. I'm serious. I won't comply.
So what do you think happens then in America? Because I don't think you're alone in that concern. The stroke of a pen turns people like yourself into felons, and then they come to your house because they want forced compliance. They want there to be licensing. They want there to be lists. New proposals are trying to force the idea of, if they believe you're a danger to the community, that the police officers can come in your house without a warrant to search for and confiscate firearms of any description. Doesn't sound much like America, does it?
No, it does not. But Texas, and you know, I brag on my state all the time. Texas is standing up. House Bill 112 looks like it's going to go. And Greg Abbott said that he would sign it. House Bill 112 basically says the state of Texas won't recognize any new federal firearms laws. It won't recognize, it will not confiscate, it will not enforce any new regulations. In fact, we've got some other bills that are saying made in Texas bill. made in Texas bill said any AR-15 made in the state of Texas, any gun made in the state of Texas and sold only in the state of Texas that does not go across the state line, the federal government can't regulate, ban, or confiscate. And they even have a hearing protection, a suppressor protection law, saying that if it's made here in the state of Texas, it lists the NFA on it. So they're not worried about NFA. You can buy a suppressor just like as if you bought a gun.
I never gave much credence to the idea that Texas would secede from the Union. There's this Texit movement, the Texas exit from the United States. It makes you wonder when you hear things like this that the federal government's going to, you know, come and crack down on Texas. Just yesterday, Governor Abbott said we're going to be done with the lockdowns, no mask mandates. And he's being, you know, yelled at by Joe Biden and other governors for being reckless and so forth. Joe Biden and others trying to say that they would shut down Florida and not allow entry there, but keep the southern border open with you, Texas. It makes you think that maybe the idea of leaving is gaining strength.
Dan Peck, our attorney general, has filed and said that we will stop him at the border, and it doesn't matter what Joe Biden said. Our Texas Republican chairman, Alan West, has suggested that we need a union of constitutional states, saying that these constitutional states won't recognize anything together, will band together, and won't recognize federal laws that are unconstitutional. So there's a lot of things being suggested, you know. And, you know, frankly, they look good to me. It's time that we stand up against tyrannical government.
Well, Stephen, we're going to keep an eye on it because what Texas is doing and saying enough, Montana has done similar things. South Dakota has done similar things. I think other states will follow suit because regardless of what they try to do, it's a center-right nation. It's a nation that believes in the Constitution and the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. It's the nation. We'll see where we go from here, but I always appreciate you taking the time to be here, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm sponsored by Second Amendment Foundation. Go see good people at Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. Sign up. Help us bear the heavy load that we are doing right now.
SAF.org, Second Amendment Foundation. Support Stephen Wilford, good people. SAF.org, you can find out more right there. You can hear about the good guy with the gun there in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. SAF.org, don't forget the good guy with the gun. Coming up, Adam Malone will be here from Patriot Foods talking about supporting America as well. Support American farmers. Support your neighbors. We'll be right back. For tomorrow.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.